Dean Richards is off, but we have entertainment news provided by Chicago's very own, now in Las Vegas, writing for the Review Journal out there, Cindy Perlman. Cindy, good morning. And first off, I know you have a big report on what happened with Travis and Taylor in your town over the weekend.
Good morning, Bob, and very big doings in the far western suburb of Chicago, known as Las Vegas. Travis and Tay, TNT, touched down in a surprise attack of the Vegas area this weekend to go to Patrick Mahomes' special charity event. And, you know, a lot of things have come out of this, including the first official picture of Travis with his hand on Taylor's barrier.
Oh, my.
It's official. It's out there. It's, you know, this is a big doing because they've never done red carpet before, and they've never really done a tush shot before either. So very big in the TNT land.
Stop the presses.
They went to this.
Stop the presses. Uh-huh.
I know. It was very exciting. And even more, Travis went on stage at this event, called her officially his significant other, which, and, you know, for guys is a big deal, right? This is big. And he also auctioned off a few tickets to her Eras tour. And, you know, I don't know. I think I'd be out of this. The bidding began at $35,000, and the tickets went for $80,000 a ticket. Can you believe that?
$80,000 a ticket?
I mean, I might not even pay that for Bruce Springsteen.
Oh,
I mean, as much
wow.
as I do like Taylor, this is a lot. But yes, now the big watch for fans is Monday. The Met Ball is coming up, and there's rumors that they're going to make their first mega red carpet appearance there.
All right. Stay tuned for more on that. Let's talk about the new Anne Hathaway movie that's going to premiere this week on Prime.
Movie. It's Anne Hathaway, who's now 41, and I talked to her last week, and she said, you know, even after Devil Wears Prada, which made a stunning almost $400 million worldwide during its run, she stopped getting any rom-com offers because they said she was 41. She started getting all the mom offers, so she said she was kind of bummed about that. But suddenly she gets this from Prime. It's called The Idea of You, premiering May 2nd. And she plays a 40-year-old with a bitter ex, a 16-year-old daughter, and she has a meet-cute at a music festival with a guy who's 24, and they fall in love. And he's the lead singer of a famous boy band. So Anne has denied that this was sort of based on Harry Styles, the actual character in this movie. It's just a boy band guy. But she said it was a fun movie. She got her rom-com back on. Although she said the love scenes, kind of tough for these rom-coms. She had to go biking with him for one scene. She said at 41, she fell off the bike 3 times in a row. She said they were in bathing suits. They had to jump into a freezing cold ocean and make it look like it was this sultry day in the Bahamas. Hmm. And the last one was the very last day they had to do the first kiss after they did all this other stuff. So she said rom-coms are very tricky still.
She seems like a down-to-earth person, is she?
She's really down-to-earth. She's got 2 kids. They're 8 and 4, and that's her life now. Still lives in New York and always was. I interviewed her 100 years ago for the Princess Diaries, if you can. I mean,
wow.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And many times after, and it never really changed. You know, some of them change a lot. Never changed over the years.
Good to hear. The Idea of You is the Anne Hathaway movie. Should I see this movie about tennis challengers? Because when I saw the trailer, and I mentioned this to Dean, and the injury didn't make me want to go to this film, but a lot of people are seeing this, aren't they?
A lot of people love Zendaya so much they would see her do anything, including she plays a tennis superstar in Challengers, which was sort of a weak number one at the box office that only made $15 million. But it is Zendaya. She's always good. But she said it was tough on her. She's like, I don't play tennis. And they got her a great coach in Brad Gilbert, who does a lot of pro tennis people. And poor Zendaya said it was pre-LASIK surgery. She couldn't see the ball, which is problematic in tennis.
So, yeah, really.
You know, we can't blame her for this. But she did train, and she said she thought of the tennis things like dance sequences, which helped her a lot.
Finally, we have an update. You caught up with Johnny Knoxville, and it's amazing that this guy's still alive, isn't it?
You know, beyond a Chicago Bear having concussions, it's Johnny Knoxville. He's had 16 concussions doing those movies, Jackass, and maybe 17. He doesn't exactly remember. He even said he's amazed he's alive. He said he's in good shape, all things considered, a few lower back issues, but otherwise he actually wants to do another Jackass if he can. But his doctor has said, no, you're done. You can't have one more concussion.
Wow. You know, quickly, too, I wanted to ask you about this new horror film, The Stepsisters. What do you know about this? The Ugly Stepsisters, is that the name of it?
The Ugly Stepsisters is premiering at Cannes. And, you know, it's a retake, a new version of Cinderella from the point of view of the stepsisters who feel they've been much maligned over the years. They have anger issues. And it is a horror movie, though. So I think bad things are going to happen to the prince. But the shocking thing I heard yesterday was, in order to fit into the glass slipper, one of the sisters actually cuts her toes off. I know it's too much for the morning, but that's an extreme commitment to footwear. And that's, you know, a lot of commitment to the prince.
That's not going to be a family movie for the holidays, for sure. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Thanks, Cindy. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.
And there was a wide range of topics during Monday's late night monologues, jokes about staying hydrated during a marathon, the hush money trial, and partying in Florida. Here are some highlights courtesy of Seth Meyers, Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy Fallon.
Guys, get this. New Balance is releasing a sneaker loafer hybrid later this year, and people are calling it the Snofer. Yeah. Forget the Snofer. They should call those Air Bidens.
Yeah.
Good idea. Guys, I heard that American Airlines keeps mistaking a 101-year-old woman for a baby because its system can't process her age. Kids are like, isn't she cute? She's 1,200 months. Yeah, isn't she cute? Flight attendant was like, aw, are her teeth coming in? They're like, actually, her teeth are actually falling out. Sorry. And finally, a British man known on TikTok as the Wine Guy drank 25 glasses of wine during the London Marathon. By the end, his lips were the color of Merlot, while his nipples were giving shades of rosé.
You're, week three now of the People versus Donald Trump? Yes, week three. Trump's hush money trial had the day off today in New York, giving our former president a well-deserved chance to nap and fart at home. And according to one of his friends, Trump has been miserable in court. He said there is no more horrible thing for Donald Trump than just having to sit there and be quiet. Well, he's really, if that's the case, he's going to love prison. He's going to have a great time. The Tooth Fairy was in an outside court on Friday where he got the weekend off to a hilarious start.
I want to start by wishing my wife, Melania, a very happy birthday. It'd be nice to be with her, but I'm in a courthouse for a rape trial. It's a rape trial. Terrible. But we're doing very well in this rape trial. Everybody knows it. Yesterday was a big day, but I do have to begin by wishing Melania happy birthday.
Oh, how sweet. How sweet. Isn't that, you know, you could also call her on the phone. How oblivious do you have to be to wish your wife a happy birthday outside the courtroom where you're on trial for paying off a porn star?
President Biden suggested earlier this month that his uncle was eaten by a tribe of cannibals during World War II. Okay, man, we get it. Scranton was a tough town. According to a new survey, a third of public school teachers believe that schools should install metal detectors. The other two-thirds are concerned their flasks will set it off. The restaurant chain Chipotle reportedly told employees last week they could not have chicken for their own meals because of high customer demand. Also, due to high customer demand, employees can't have the bathroom key. And finally, authorities in Florida recently seized nearly 150 pounds of crystal meth, 2 kilograms of cocaine, and 1 kilogram of fentanyl from a home in Orlando. Wow. That's almost enough drugs to have a good time in Orlando. And that was a monologue, everybody. Here we go. We're back.
Seth Meyers there. Entertainment news sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Dean Richards will be back with us tomorrow.